Support for GLT's Grow comes from Chris Holderly at Advantage Lawn and Landscape, offering customized services for commercial and residential landscaping and property design, including staging for long-term growth during all seasons. Proud to serve Central Illinois. Details at growingadvantage.com. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
How does your garden grow? Well, thanks to technology, you can keep tabs on it day and night, anywhere in the world, on your phone. I'm Mike McCurdy. This is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert, Patrick Murphy from Illinois State University's School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. Hey, Murph, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And we're talking about outdoor weather stations and outdoor garden cameras. What are the important things to track with a weather station? I guess the basics like temperature, rainfall, relative humidity, things like that?
They do capture the basics, and this wireless technology is actually much more than a glorified rain gauge, because they can collect some of the extra layers that we are all familiar with, like barometer readings that include dew point, but they also can capture things like the duration of a weather event. It can track your sunrise and sunset and total number of hours of sunlight for an area. And some of these wireless weather stations also include software to help you record what is observed, and you can use it for management.
So I love this kind of stuff, but, you know, my lot in town is a third of an acre. What's the advantage to gardeners like me getting such detailed, hyperlocal weather info? What do I gain?
I think that we get to bang our grow corporate drum and say, listen, we're trying to come up with less of an impact on the environment, less use of chemicals, less exposure to ourselves and other living things to these and also less wasted time and money. So, you know, a lot of crop farmers throughout the United States and the rest of the world for that matter, they have figured out with the use of some of these kinds of technologies that you don't need to apply fertilizer to the entire property. And they have that assistance from global positioning and things like that. But you can utilize that same technology through some of these premier wireless weather stations. The weather that the information that is collected from all the weather events can help you understand when is the best time to water, for example, and how much. So I don't care if you live in the small urban metropolitan scenario, or you're out in some sprawling landscape that you know abuts a golf course or whatever. If you have a desire to manage your property to the highest level, I think this is a great way to go.
So the analysis can help me out with things that I don't even know that I need help with.
Yeah, and they could help you understand, okay, so my weather observations and the conditions I need for fertilizer fall, you know, before Mother's Day. So a certain time after Mother's Day, I also know from the records that are collected that it's typically very favorable weather. So that might be a good time to plan having some neighbors over for a outdoor picnic or something like that. So you could actually extend the love of your fellow man into your daily repertoire just by minimizing exposure and taking advantage of the best weather days that were captured by your weather station.
Can it help me pinpoint like a date to apply spring lawn fertilizer, the one that includes the crabgrass pre-emergent?
I think it could help you because it's going to give you a air temperature reading. Some of the nicer, like La Crosse Scientific Weather Station, actually gives you a soil temperature reading. That's really huge for understanding what the best time to put down pre-emergence and things like that.
Because as that soil temperature gets hotter, that's when those seeds start to pop.
It's critical. That's right. And if you know that you're approaching that and you're getting yourself ready, per se, by, you know, clearing away any litter vegetation that's on your lawn so you get good contact and that you water in this product after you apply it. The weather station, I think, gives somebody the best vantage point for doing all that.
What was the brand name you mentioned?
La Crosse Scientific and AccuRite are two brands that have the most thorough coverage, including softwares that help you manage it all.
When I looked online, the prices ranged from close to $1,000 down to, you know, under $100.
That makes sense to me, Mike, because the real expensive ones that I noticed, they would be useful if you were, say, a superintendent of the grounds at a local hospital or a local school. You know, that's something that's probably within reach of their budget.
And that might be overkill for a homeowner, though.
Too much for the homeowner. Yeah, the $150 range, was really kind of the best range I saw in those two brands that had the most features to offer, primarily the software included to help you manage the data.
So weather stations provide data. Cameras can put those pretty pictures on your computer or phone, and I assume can also help track arrival of things like pests or, you know, when when that daylily blooms for the first time every July.
That's right. It's going to give you actual visual cues of when to exercise your integrated pest management operations. And so if you're collecting weather data and you can add to that software information that on the first day of June you saw your first Japanese beetle or whatever, it might be some time. It could be 2 to 3 years before you realize the full benefits of managing your weather station and these images at this level.
Integrated pest management. You referred to this before we started talking as IPM. Can you just explain that?
Integrated pest management is something that is a strategy to help you scout for trouble, and it's based on what is specifically in your garden, your little patch of the world, you know. So you might be scouting for turf bugs, you're scouting for other pests, including, you know, deer and wild animals and stuff that might be eating up your landscaping, and you come up with ways to eliminate those problems from your landscape without using chemicals. That's really the thing we're driving here.
You mentioned deer and wildlife. People may not realize it, but there is a lot of wildlife in just about any urban or suburban backyard, and even more in the country. So maybe these are just good for animal watching.
I think it's great for awareness, you know, for one thing. I think it's a joy to know what you're sharing your outdoors with. And, the comment about the cosmopolitan wildlife, it's really fascinating how much wildlife is hiding in all of that lack of green.
Hiding in plain sight often.
And a lot of times, yeah. And a lot of times I think, too, they're harmless. And if you know they're there, you don't really have to do anything about them, but it's what might follow them or come with them that could be a hazard.
Yeah, an opossum or a raccoon walking through your yard probably isn't a problem unless it's living there.
But think about that, too, for a second. And deploying these cameras for surveillance of your garden, that's a little different than deploying the camera on your property to capture the wildlife. You might have the camera pointed into an open area to get views of the wildlife. But if you're using the game cameras to help you with your IPM and your landscape management, the angles might be a little different. You might be shooting back towards the house rather than shooting away from the house. But either way, you're also going to get a little fringe benefit of some added security.
Or maybe you just buy a couple of extra cameras and point one at the bird feeder.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Are these motion sensing, or are you just tracking, are they just looping the video?
They have motion sensing modes, Mike, but they also have timed intervals. So
it'll be like a time lapse.
Yeah. A Moultrie camera, for example, that I have used on our property, it can give you time lapse photos. And it can give you like multiple images when it first detects movement. It's very, very diverse in the specifications.
Night vision, does it have an integrated light that pops on or something?
Both. And that's related to what you're willing to spend or invest on it.
And besides knowing what critters are stopping by, I guess it could help return a stray dog or a cat to its owner if you keep seeing a stray dog with a tag in your yard.
I think that's an excellent idea and an excellent selling point all on its own. Is to help keep track of, you know, pets or members of our family. They're kind of loved ones, if you will. They are definitely loved ones. But it also might keep a neighbor from your berry patch, too.
Oh, sure. You know? So you can see who's picking those raspberries before you get to them. Okay, if you have any questions about these gadgets or anything in the garden, you can submit them at wglt.org/grow. That's where Kathy Sally submitted a question about armyworms. I've never heard of armyworms. We'll talk about that next week.
That's great.
So something
very timely.
Something to dread in your yard.
Something to avoid.
Okay, that's Patrick Murphy. I'm Mike McCurdy. Send your gardening questions to wglt.org/grow.